1340-96.5 KVGC. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's 7 minutes after the hour. It is the 23rd day of the month of March. Well, Amador County Public Health received confirmation late last week of a second Amador County resident who tested positive for the coronavirus. This is the first confirmed case of a resident currently within the county. This elderly individual was a close contact to a confirmed case in Santa Clara County prior to being confirmed as positive for the virus. Now, they were hospitalized briefly and are currently isolated at home, and they continue to recover. Now, coming up at 8:15 this morning, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will be our guest. We'll talk to Dr. Kerr about the latest on the Corona 19.
Well, in light of the first in-county case of COVID-19, the Amador County Health Department reminding community members to continue taking simple steps to reduce the spread. Wash hands with liquid soap and water and rub for at least 20 seconds, or use alcohol-based sanitizer if soap and water aren't available. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or your sleeve, not your hands, when coughing or sneezing. Stay home if sick. Regularly clean high-touch surfaces. And when you have to go out for essential items, practice social distancing. Minimize your time out. Wash your hands as soon as possible after being out. And for the latest COVID-19 info, visit the CDC website, cdc.gov/coronavirus.
And meeting in special session Friday evening, the Ione City Council has voted to approve an emergency declaration in response to the growing crisis over COVID-19. Meeting in a nearly empty room at City Hall, the council voted unanimously for a resolution declaring the emergency. The emergency declaration enables the city to apply for reimbursement from the state and federal agencies for money spent addressing the virus. The declaration also allows individuals and businesses in the city to apply for various programs, both current and under discussion, to help those affected by COVID-19 and the near total lockdown in place in Amador County and throughout the state of California.
And with the current shelter-in-place order, including the physical closure of Amador County schools now through Friday, April 17th, preparations currently underway to provide ongoing learning for district students. Since continued ed for students during this time is essential and required by law, the Amador County Unified School District will provide distance learning experiences and resources for all students. Teachers, principals, and support staff will plan and prepare for this remotely next week. Now, while teachers are preparing to provide standard-aligned distance learning, students and families are strongly encouraged to daily engage in meaningful learning activities. More information about distance learning will be provided soon to families. The district office will remain open to provide essential services during normal business hours, but will be closed to the public. Only essential workers report to those administrative offices during this time. For more info, visit amadorcoe.org.
And a residential structure fire was dispatched to East Ione, or I should say fire crews were dispatched to a residential structure fire on East Ione's Main Street Saturday night. According to Ione Fire Chief Ken Mackey, the call came in about 10:30, and within minutes, units arrived to find an apartment above a business with light smoke inside the building. The crews quickly located the source of the smoke, which was determined to be a hot water heater on the second floor. Utilities were secured, the fire extinguished. Mackey said there was no extension to any other area. There were no injuries, and damage was limited to approximately $500. A total of 11 units and 26 personnel responded to the incident from the City of Ione Fire, City of Jackson, Mule Creek Fire, Jackson Valley Fire, Sutter Creek, Amador Fire District, and Buena Vista Fire.
An Amador Water Agency wants to emphasize the system's drinking water not impacted by the coronavirus. According to the State Water Board, Environmental Protection Agency, and Center for Disease Control, conventional water treatment methods using filtration and disinfection, such as those in the AWA drinking water system, remove or inactivate the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency recommends Americans continue to use and drink tap water as usual. AWA is modifying their operations in accordance with local health advisories. The customer service desk and lobby currently closed till further notice. That for the protection of public and employees. Staff members remain available to assist customers over the phone at 223-3018 or through email. Now, customers may experience additional wait times during this period. AWA field operations staff continuing to work through the AWA service area, but the public is asked to limit in-person interaction with field staff and maintain social distance. For more info, visit the AWA website, amadorwater.org.
And officials are warning of various scammers trying to take advantage of people. A notable scam reported in the Motherlode has been fraudsters claiming to be from PG&E, saying that power will be shut off unless a person provides a debit card to pay the bill. But we know in reality, PG&E has currently implemented a moratorium on service disconnections for non-payment. Remember, PG&E will never ask for personal information or a credit card number over the phone. Other PG&E scam calls include notifying residents they're eligible for a federal tax relief related to their utility bill. And fraudsters are also calling and telling people that they can receive a federal stimulus check sooner by providing a Social Security number or bank account information. And the Federal Trade Commission is also issuing warning to several companies who are claiming to have a cure for the COVID-19 virus. Don't fall for it, folks. Don't fall for it. And as of Friday, you've got a list of county buildings closed, huh, JD?
Yes. Amador County Administration Center, the Health and Human Service Building, District Attorney's Office, and General Service Administration will be closed to the public in accordance with the shelter-in-place order. The public can still access departments via email and phone. Again, that's the Amador County Administration Center, Health and Human Service Building, DA's Office, and General Service Administration Building.
And with the top priority continuing to be the health and safety of patients, healthcare providers, and communities, all hospitals in the Sutter Health chain are asking for medical supplies. Now, they're asking for businesses and communities to donate new items in original packaging on the following list. If you have these, please, if you can give them to Sutter, they would greatly appreciate it. N95 masks, surgical masks, procedure masks, paper masks, isolation gowns, paper protective gowns, painter smocks, powered air purifying respirator hoods, protective glasses or goggles, and industrial face shields. To make a donation, you can contact Sutter Amador Hospital. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this a Monday. Again, we've got a myriad of guests coming in today at 8:15. Dr. Kerr will give us a call and update us on the latest Amador County COVID-19 issues. We'll be talking with Amador County Sheriff Martin Ryan and District Attorney Todd Reby about 7:40 this morning. And then at 8:30 today, Amador County School Superintendent Amy Slavinsky will stop in. We'll talk to her about the latest on the long-distance learning being put together this week for kids in the Amador County Unified School District. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.